This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. This edition of the Market Setup is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Now, after seeing six straight sessions of losses, the US markets reacted surprisingly positive to a hotter than expected September CPI inflation data. When you're talking about the US markets initially fell quite significantly. In fact, the Dow Jones was down almost 500 points at open. But after that, you know, very strong short covering rally helped all US markets end in the green. In fact, most of the US markets saw an intraday gain of almost 2% with the Dow Jones recovering a 1,500-point intraday rally. Now, when you're talking about the US markets, remember, today continues to remain an important session given that large banks like JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, as well as Citigroup would be reporting earnings in the US markets pre-open session. Now, when you're talking about European markets and the kind of handover they've given us, European markets also saw a very volatile trading session, but most of them ended the day with gains. Crude prices, however, remained a bit of a dampener. Crude prices gained by over 2%. Brent went up almost 2.4%, with NYMEX also going up almost 2.2%. And this was something that Indian markets would track quite closely. When you're talking about data closer home, Asian markets, all of them saw a significant rebound as far as today's trading session is concerned. All of them are trading with gains of close to 2%. China reported inflation data as well as trade data. The CPI data came in almost at 2.8% growth on a year-on-year basis versus an estimate of 2.9%. When you're talking about Indian markets, remember, Indian markets will react to the earnings of Infosys and the buyback that the company has announced, stronger than expected earnings print from Mindtree, and also a few brokerages reporting good results. LGX Nifty is indicating a strong gap-up opening, and it'll be interesting to see whether the markets are able to hold on to these gains in today's trading session.